Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, March 19, 2017, Kim Campbell, wife of country music icon Glenn Campbell, tells the online news source, The Tennessean, that Glenn's Alzheimer's disease had advanced to the point where he could no longer play guitar. He would pass away on August 8, 2017, at the age of 81. On this day in 2015, Kenny Loggins appears on the TV talent show American Idol, where he performs his 1984 Billboard Hot 100 number one hit, Footloose. Also on this day in 2015, Michael Brown, keyboardist for the Left Banc, dies of heart failure at the age of 65. Brown co-wrote the band's 1966 number 14 hit, Walk Away Renee, and composed the follow-up, Pretty Ballerina, which rose to number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100. On this day in 2007, Luther Ingram suffers a fatal heart attack at the age of 69. The soul singer reached number 3 on the Billboard Pop chart in 72 with If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right, and wrote the Staples Singers 1971 hit Respect Yourself. On this day in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne's rhythm guitarist, 25-year-old Randy Rhoads, is killed when the small plane he is riding in crashes into a house. The plane's pilot, Andrew Aycock, and female passenger Rachel Youngblood also die. It has often been written that the plane tried to buzz Osbourne's tour bus, but some of those closer to the band deny that story. On this day in 1980, Elvis Presley's autopsy is subpoenaed in the Dr. Nick drug case. Dr. Nick is Dr. George Nikopoulos, Presley's personal physician, who will soon be found guilty of overprescribing drugs to Presley and other clients, including Jerry Lee Lewis. And on this day, March 19, 1976, former Free guitarist, 26-year-old Paul Kossoff, dies of heart failure while on a flight across the U.S. He had been troubled with heart disease most of his life. Free is most often remembered for their hit, All Right Now. Lead singer Paul Rodgers was also a member of what classic rock band with Free drummer Simon Kirk, Boz Burrell from King Crimson, and Mick Ralphs of Mott the Hoople? The answer right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go!
On this day, March 19, 1976, former Free guitarist, 26-year-old Paul Kossoff, dies of heart failure while on a flight across the U.S. He had been troubled with heart disease most of his life. Free, most often remembered for their hit, All Right Now. Lead singer Paul Rodgers, along with Free drummer Simon Kirk, Boz Burrell from King Crimson, and Mick Ralphs of Mott the Hoople, was also a member of a band called Bad Company. One of their biggest hits is Can't Get Enough.
Come on.
making a